All right, I think we're ready here. Welcome back to the fourth episode. The fourth episode of the Smokestream Podcast, or whatever the hell we're calling this. I am Chris, and I'm here with my co-host, James.
I am James, and I am here with my co-host, Chris.
Exactly. And today we're talking about neurosciences. No, I'm kidding. We're talking about baseball stat. No.
Erectile dysfunction.
Exactly. And this episode is brought to you by Vagisil once again. Our partners at Vagisil. No, we're actually, you know, we talked about, you know, when we started this podcast, this is going to be anything and everything. And normally, of course, primarily this channel is Game of Thrones and TV shows, Star Wars, etc. And we've been talking about other random stuff, and people are enjoying that, I believe. But this week we got to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Yeah, this is the, as we record this.
Unless one of us lost a limb or something in a horrible accident. There's nothing else to talk about this week.
Exactly. We really have to, I guess. We have 4 days now as we record this. 4 days until the premiere of season 8. And I felt really odd about it all week. Like, I'm certainly hyped about it, but I'm also nervous.
Right.
I don't know why. I'm nervous about how the show, not only how the show is going to end or what's going to happen or if they screw it up, but what do you do after?
Right.
You know, there's no more. I mean, we have new material to discuss for weeks now.
And yeah, probably, that part's exciting.
Yes.
Right.
And several weeks and even months after it goes off, in
exactly.
Six more weeks or whatever. But like, it's like there's always, well, next year.
Yeah.
And there's just no.
And that's going to be gone this time.
There's no next year this time.
I would say, you know, especially for you, you're, you know, you're wrapped up in this whole world. It's become a lot of your identity these days.
Yeah. That's.
You're probably having similar emotions as to cast members and crew members of the show. They're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah.
They probably did, you know, leading up to it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, actually. As somebody, like the huge community of Game of Thrones YouTubers and podcasters and writers, bloggers, etc. Yeah, it's like you've been doing this and kind of been associated with it for so long now. In my case, this is going on my fourth year. It's really odd because that's the number one question I'm getting. And besides, like, obviously Game of Thrones related season 8 questions.
Yeah.
What are you doing after?
Right.
And we said the very first episode of this podcast, you know, we'll be doing this podcast. I'll still be doing the prequels. We'll talk Game of Thrones for a long time after it's over.
Sure.
Other shows are coming out. We have Lord of the Rings stuff and all that. But even The Witcher, there's other shows. But I said, you know, then, and I'm saying it again now, and this is not necessarily about what I'm doing after the show. We're talking about the show specifically, but you know, I'm just not going to ever be in that box again where I have to, like, you know, there's a TV show, it comes on Sunday, and we have to live stream immediately after.
Right.
Not that it's not fun, but it's just the, I don't want to say pressure, but you can't really enjoy it.
Well, it's, you know, call it pressure. It is pressure.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's fair.
And to step up to that pressure, there is an energy, you get hyped.
Yes, and
you know the adrenaline rushes you get, and
yes.
All the satisfaction that comes along with that, you know that's going away. You know,
unless
something steps up, these prequels step up. Those, you know, it's like the NFL players on Sunday. You know, they get hyped days in advance.
Right,
you kind of have a trailer to give you something to look forward to. Just like they have, they know films on their teams they're going to be playing.
Right.
So you get all these different thoughts going through your head and things to talk about. And then the show happens and bam, you got all this new material to talk about. You have to digest it, share it with your audience. It's a lot of energy around this whole weekly phenomenon.
Yes.
That is potentially going away, you know?
Right. I guess
it's going to kind of fade. I don't think it's going to fall off a cliff, of course, like you
said.
Well,
sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a good comparison. It's kind of like them if they're in week 17 and they may make the playoffs.
There you go.
You know,
that's taking the analogy even better. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so,
where we're at right now.
Right.
Yeah.
If they win, they make the playoffs, and there's another game to get hyped up for.
Yeah.
If they don't, it's another year. But they do know they're coming back. You know, I guess that's the difference.
Right.
There's always next year. There's always next year.
Yeah.
And yeah, there is a prequel coming, but it's. I just said on Twitch earlier, we did the Twitch Tuesday stream, and I was saying. I really don't believe there will ever be another show or book series for that matter that I get into so heavily where I want to become, you know, so heavily invested in it where it's almost like expert level, if you want to call it that, whatever, because
right.
You've read it so many times or watched it so many times and memorized every damn line and the show and books and all this stuff and all these characters. I just don't think there'll ever be a world like that again.
I know.
I really don't.
I think it's safe to say this is our once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Our kids could look forward to something in their lifetime, but in ours, it's got to be it. It's got to be it.
Yeah, I just don't think, and which is kind of the reason I started doing this whole book thing on my own, because I just want to do my own world to talk about instead of somebody else's.
Yeah.
So I guess, but
and
yeah.
Grow it and, you know, explore new things. Because that part of your brain needs to kind of be satisfied.
Yes,
know?
Yeah. And that's the weird thing about this week is at the same time, I am excited about it. I'm hyped about it. But I'm really just anxious about it for some reason. And it's because there's not always next year. There's not next season. You know, if they screw this one up, they could kind of fix it or whatever it may be. And of course, with the channel itself, you know, on YouTube.
Yeah.
This is my livelihood, and like I said, I put myself in this box because in the early days when you start a channel, when, you know, you put out a video on Star Wars history and lore, and it gets 1,000 views, you're really happy, and then you put out a Game of Thrones video, and it gets 10,000, well then,
right.
You know, to...
Start
you,
scratching your head.
Exactly, and so you kind of end up in this box because you want to do this and talk to people about these things, but that's what sells, in essentially.
And you knew... that to grow, you would have to invest all of your time, most of your time, in learning as much as you could behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, outside
right.
of the show, looking, you know, reading all of the books and all the side books and, you know, taking time to sit at a table and look at maps and things like that. People don't realize it goes into something like this. You know what
that
I mean?
That is true. Yeah. I didn't think about the maps thing, but yes, that is very true.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to know the geography.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot easier to look at a map than when you're reading and trying to figure out, wait a minute, how does that relate to this other place?
I'll tell you this, Chris. Honestly, I didn't start feeling any kind of empty feeling inside until we watched those farewell speeches last night.
Oh, the HBO released each actor, actress,
yeah.
Kind of remembering Game of Thrones. Yes,
dude,
exactly.
That really got me.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's got to be odd for them, too. I mean,
to see them grow up like they did, you know, the kids, they all grew up.
Yeah, and for most of them, this was their first job. I mean,
right.
Even the older people.
Think about what they're thinking. You know, what am I going to do?
Right.
You know, nothing's going to compare. Nothing.
No, no.
You know,
they don't have to worry about...
They could win an Oscar in a movie.
That is true.
And it's not going to compare to this.
That is true, yeah. I mean, because this gave them that stage.
Right.
But I guess, you know, they'll go on to, you know, be friends for life and things like that, and they don't have to worry about subscriber counts and making a living, I guess. I mean, they'll probably
those
get...
Those residual checks will still be coming in.
Exactly. I guess they'll probably get some work after this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So in that aspect, it's a little different. But, yeah, I don't know. But it's just very odd.
Let me ask you this. Do you think some of what you're feeling is a... Not just Game of Thrones, you're kind of thinking, what's next in my life in general? Because there has to be some new step, you know? I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing what that is around the corner, you know? But
yeah, yeah. But it always comes with uncertainty.
Yeah.
But this whole thing started with uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I got to remember, you know? Mm-hmm. I left a well-paying, you know, quote-unquote regular job. Yes, I'm doing air quotes for people who are listening to this in audio. Obviously, there's no video. But, yeah, I mean, even though there's so much other stuff out there, and I'm sitting here saying I'm not going to, I mean, yes, I'm going to do videos on these other things, but they're going to be as I enjoy them and not so, like, you know what I mean? Not without the, mm-hmm. yeah, we'll do live, I'll do live streams and talk about things and do videos on them and whatever, but not to this extent.
Right.
To where it's just, you know, oh, it's Sunday, we got to get everything set up 2 hours beforehand, we got to try to watch the show and fast forward, take notes, get on a live stream. And again, I'm not complaining. These are fun.
Fun, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's hyped about it. And then it's just like, and then as soon as the live stream's over, it's watch it again. Yep. Take real notes for the review. Exactly. And then you do the preview video and all the things associated with it.
That's the one you really enjoy. You really get to, you know, take in, was that second viewing.
Right. Yeah, you get to really watch it for the first time almost.
Notice the stuff around the edges.
Exactly. Because you're taking the big points for a live stream and then you're just discussing the big old shit moments pretty much. And yeah, so that's kind of the downside to doing this type of thing is you don't get to just relax and watch the show. And like somebody asked me earlier on Twitch, as a matter of fact, where are you watching episode one? I'm like, here. Gotcha. There's no watch parties for us. There's no
yeah, we can't even have a bunch of people over.
No, we can't invite people over here because then you got to kick them out the door.
Like, nice to see you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Credit's still rolling.
Exactly. I mean, it would literally be like get out or shut up or whatever. And they can't even discuss it, you know, with us because we're going live immediately. And this year it's going to be even tighter. Like last year, we were struggling to start it at 9 and finish it at 10, you know, or whatever, and then you know, get online by 10:30 and everything, go live, start playing the music. And this year the first two will be fine, but then the last four pretty much is going to run up against 10:30 when we start.
Right.
So
now I still remember episode one last year. Wow.
Yes.
We had no freaking idea.
No clue.
Because we had done the run-up episode. You know, we had done the run-up weeks trying to say, hey, guys, we're going to have this time slot. You know, so we're just getting ready.
We had streamed for 2 or 3 months and tried to kind of establish that because we didn't like the after show.
Exactly.
That HBO put out.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the averages before then. Probably 400 people, maybe.
Yeah, 400 or 500
people.
Yeah, we were so psyched.
And then we got up to 800 one time thinking, oh, damn, we might hit 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And then episode one, 5,000, 6,000 people and live trending and live actual
in
trending.
Actual trending. Yeah. Yes. Number one, live trending for, what, 6 hours or something? The whole time we were on.
Yes.
And then we were, was it number 6 or 7 trending?
Something like that for throughout the next day, and it dropped down, obviously.
That was so amazing.
But the live stream got well over 100,000 views while we were streaming,
yeah, man.
Which is just unheard of. I mean, there's other big people doing it now, and so that's cool. But, yeah, it was just absolute insanity. And we'll talk about this at ProtoCon. We were having our little mini, you know, convention meetup, whatever, in August. But Carol Brown, our friend and moderator.
She was just on my mind.
She was she was by herself in the chat as a moderator.
Crap, that was crazy.
So people ask a lot for the YouTube streams now, like, why do you have so many mods? This is why.
Amen.
This is why, because it's insanity. Because once you get that many people, you get all the troll people trying to sell something, put links in there, you know, you get the assholes who are just there to troll and call people names and spoil things or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of madness. It's insane. And we can't see all that. We just see a blur.
Right.
It was literally a blur. You have to click in the chat and stop it and grab it to even see a question.
It is nuts. It's like the lines on the road, the dashes, how, you know, when you're stopped, you can clearly see the dashes.
Yes,
but when
exactly.
you're rolling, it exactly. looks like a line. You know, they're coming fast.
Right, and from all angles.
That was a learning experience from hell. I'm talking about, that's some, you know, on-the-job training right there. We had no idea what we were
right.
up against.
Yeah, we were used to, you know, a nice, cozy 500-600 people.
Yes.
Which is, you know, either way, it's great. I don't care if it's 100 or 50 people or 10 that really are into it, and but that was just insane to just jump from that. We had done also... The day of, we did the stream that was promised that Tony Teflon set
That's
up,
right.
which was really cool.
That I love that.
Really cool idea that he had, and so he had us go from streamer to streamer. We did it for an hour on each channel, but then you carried over 1 hour to the next one
for the
as
next
you handed
day.
It
That's
off.
That's right. Pass the baton.
And I think during that, in our little segment, because Teflon was on our channel.
Yeah.
And then we were like
on Feel the Issues guys.
Yeah, and then we were on Feel the Issues guy, right? And then, like, we had 800 people there, and I was like, oh, okay, we're, you know, it's hype. It's people's hype. You know, people are hype. It's Game of Thrones is starting tonight, you know?
Then
we go into the regular stream post show, and it was like, holy shit, do you see those numbers?
Right.
So it was really cool. It's really cool. And then it did set us up, though, to enable us to do a charity stream for episode 7 last year, which will be 6 this year.
And that was that's one of my proudest moments, honestly, you know, in my life, to be able to say I was a part of that.
It really is. To with those kind of numbers, we were like, okay, we got to do a charity stream. St. Jude, we did, and we're going to do that again this year, by the way, for episode 6, which would be the finale.
Yeah.
And it started with a buddy of mine whose daughter was there, and so it hit home for me, and we were like, yeah, we got a lot of people. Let's use this for good in some way, you know. So that was really cool. And we're going to do it this year for episode 6, and I think we can hit 10K easy.
Right. There's not many times in your life where you can – beat your goal by 8 times.
That's exactly.
I think I'm gonna bench 200 pounds today.
Exactly.
Whoa, shit! I just benched 1600 fucking pounds.
Exactly.
How the hell did that happen?
Right. Exactly. So yeah, we're gonna definitely do that. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be, like I said, even though there's going to be other shows and other streams and whatever, I just don't know if there ever be something quite like this. You know, as far as the just insanity of it. And the pressure, like you said, and all this stuff, and then this excitement around it, and what does that mean for next week or whatever? And then there is no next week after season 6, you know, and there's no next year. What do you think the cold open is going to be for season 9? Nope. No season 9. Prequel will be cool.
Yeah.
It'll be great. I'm sure it'll be outstanding.
We'll all be amped. Just, you know, it's just,
yeah,
we know that's it for these characters that we've fallen in love with.
It's kind of like, for me, like being a lifelong Star Wars fan, when you have the main trilogy, right, the original trilogy, then the prequels come out and all that stuff, and you're amped because it's the same trilogy, it's the same storyline, mm-hmm. the Skywalker saga, right? It's kind of like that, and then watching, like, say, Rogue One. I'm amped for it.
You're right. That's very similar.
Or Solo for the last movie that was, you know, individual one-off film. It's great. It's Star Wars. It's the universe, but it's not the main story. It's not your main, you know, story about Anakin's fall and all this stuff. Great movies.
Yeah.
But it's just not quite the same. So, I mean, I think that's the way I'll generally feel about the prequel. It'll be great, I'm sure, and it'll probably answer a lot of, you know, questions as far as the actual history and everything, what's going on with the timelines. But it's just not going to be these characters we've fallen in love with or hate with. You know, either way. And you're not going to have Jon Snow or Danny or Ramsay fucking Bolton, for that matter.
And how about this? The characters, honestly, the characters on the channel. In the chat.
Yes.
There's some people who have really established themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
In the chat as characters. And, you know, if they don't hurry up with these prequels and shit, you know, I'm going to miss these. I've made some really good friends on this channel.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. Very true. We do have established characters. They're almost like characters.
They are. They're part of the freaking show.
That's going to be funny at ProtoCon and is everything. We're going to have name badges where you have your YouTube name on it, not your real name. I know these people by their YouTube names. I don't know Johnny or Damon or, you know, Sandra.
Right.
I know YouTube.
I mean, it's nice to meet you, Sandra.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to call you your handle.
That's right.
Like I know you in the chat. So that is very true. But, you know, again, that's not going to go away. It's not going to go away overnight. There will be a dial down and kind of a wrap up, you know, in many streams and videos, whatever, but it's just going to be weird when that's all done, man. So it's kind of sad.
See, you had kind of went through this before on a very small scale, like with one person, but it's still similar. Like when you met your friend through the Star Wars game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
You met a legitimate friend.
Yes.
Right? And now, you know, this has been for me, new for me is what new ground as far as meeting somebody online and then meeting them in real life. I mean, K-Dubs, Carol Brown have been here where we sleep.
Yes,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
It's crazy, man.
And meeting everybody at Kind of Thrones the first year,
and I went last year and meeting these people in person. I mean, just, you know, hugging somebody. This is a real person, you know?
Yeah, it was very, I don't know, surreal, is that the word?
Surreal.
When you first meet the person that's you've been, chatting with or talking to through a camera for a year or two, and then you meet him in person. It was the same with the other YouTubers.
It was.
That I've become really good friends with.
Same.
Seeing them in the same room. Hey, that's real. They're real.
Yeah, you know, exactly,
so,
dude.
Because, I mean, I'm a fan of other people, just like people are fans. I'm a fan, too. So it's really cool.
And this is, you know, of course, I'm not trying to brag or anything. I mean, everybody knows what I am. I'm not a big deal. But that first year at Con of Thrones, you know, you had a guy down there who was at a real low point in his life, and right. All of a sudden, in that building, you got people from across the room. James! They saw my tie-dyed shirt, man.
Right, exactly.
And you want to talk about boosting my self-esteem, you know, and I left there feeling so good about myself, man. This has done wonders for me personally. You know, you can speak for yourself. I've seen it behind the scenes. I know it's done wonders for you too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's crazy. I mean, I remember starting this thing. I've told this story probably a couple of times, but you know, I was at a regular quote unquote job. I was in IT. I worked for Microsoft for many years, and I kind of got caught onto this YouTube stuff when I was there, and I didn't have a lot of, it's like, I'll talk a lot more about this in this little Game of Thrones book we have coming up that I'm a part of, that I'll give more details when I can. I don't know where to send people yet or anything, but there is a book coming out with me and some other YouTubers. We all wrote a chapter about Game of Thrones. And this was what basically my chapter was about, like why people were so in love with this show. But yeah, it was one of those things where I got caught up in it and I was like, I got to talk about it. I got to spread it. Like Grayscale.
Yeah.
James, sit down. Watch this for an hour. Chad, my
cousin.
I'm
not into fairies and dragons.
Yeah, exactly.
Wizards.
That's what you said. I don't like fairies and shit and dragons and wizards and, you know, magic wands and shit. I'm like, no, this is not fucking Harry Potter.
It literally takes one episode.
It does. One episode. Because it's the perfect storm for me. And I put that in this chapter too, in so many words, was it's heavy on the characters and light on the magic. You know, it's a perfect storm for me as far as the books or show, whichever. They're both the same to me. I mean, they're different, you know what I mean, the same story. So there is a little perfect storm for me, in balance, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So basically you're saying you're watching the show, you go on YouTube. You see a couple people making videos about it. You comment on their videos and in their, you know, in their comment section. And then you're like, I want to talk more about it. You know, they're not answering me fast enough kind of thing. So I'm going to put my own content out there and then let people come, you know.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, you watch a show and you're not sure what's going on, because I was a late comer.
Right.
Because everybody was talking about it for a couple of years. And I'd heard about it and seen glimpses of, you know, this blonde-headed chick with dragons and all that stuff. But then I get, you know, you got to watch this shit. So, I mean, literally the first episode, the first three or four was at work. Because it was downtime, 24/7 environment at night. It's pretty quiet most of the time. Night on the East Coast. You pull up HBO Go or whatever it is online. And then you get home and then you binge the rest of it.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, I have all these questions. So, you know, it started for, well, for me, I got on YouTube for Michael Jordan videos.
Yeah.
But in the middle of that is when I got turned, and I say it's like a social vampirism where you want to turn other people. And so I got turned and then had to turn other people like you and Chad and, yeah. You know, people that we know. And then I was like, yeah, I want to, but what does that mean? So I want to, you look it up.
Yeah.
You Google it. And then, you know, you find out the books and all that kind of stuff are out there and what they're based off of. And I, in my case, I had actually read one of the books when I was in college and didn't realize it was the same. I put two and two together after seeing the show. But, yeah, so then you're like, yeah, so I want to talk about this with other people. I'm going to make a video. I can do that, too.
Uh-huh.
This, if this guy can or whatever, I can sit there and record myself. It looks easy enough. it's not. But yes, that was the general idea. It's like, I'm going to do this on the side for fun, and here we go. And 4 years later, here I am.
It's you know? Funny to me to hear you say how you watched them at work.
Yeah.
And then at least weekly, somebody in the chat says, I'm watching this at work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's kind of come full circle
that,
for you.
Exactly. And yeah. Yeah, and that time there was no live streaming. Doing, there's nothing like that, so it was just all video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if YouTube had, I guess live stream was brand new or not even out yet. I'm not sure.
Right, I don't think it was out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, maybe on YouTube gaming, I don't remember because I wasn't involved. I didn't know enough about it at the time. So
right.
I mean, it could have been, but it was fairly new in the last few years. But yeah, so it was just watch the video, and you'd have to watch the whole thing to get the answer. You know, wait to see if you got the answer you were looking for. And you would read the comments, and I never really commented on a lot, actually. So I was like, yeah, it's not fast enough. There's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you get into it and you learn there is a small community already. And, you know, I met some YouTubers early on that was, you know, I reached out to trying to, what is all this about, you know. And then you start looking in, oh, okay, well, hey, look, I got a subscriber that's not my family.
Yeah.
You know, or a couple views today. And then you like get excited about it, and so you start reaching out and wanting to, you know, do collaborations like it says to do on YouTube 101, because you end up watching this video that says,
"Oh yeah,
how to grow on YouTube." You know what I mean? And it's like consistent content, collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. So you reach out to people, and that's how I've met some of my great friends and started becoming a part of, and I guess in some ways helping to grow this community is so freaking awesome. And that's the part that saddens me, I guess, a little bit. Not yeah. that there nobody's going away.
I know.
But there's nothing like, there's no campfire every week to gather around.
Yeah. Dude, trust me, you know they're feeling it too.
Oh,
you
know? No doubt. I'm sure.
There's going to be this pall across the whole nation when this thing wraps up.
Yeah.
There's going to be some mourning, you know.
Right, especially if it ends badly.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some real mourning.
You know, I can't imagine that it will, to be honest with you. I cannot wait to see about our predictions.
I know. I do look forward to things like that. Like, how close do we get on the Dragon Race
show
of Wolves?
Line, dude. We do.
Yes, absolutely. And it may be different in the show as far as books.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending's going to be the same. That's already been confirmed. I know. I see comments in every video, you know, and on Twitter and stuff that, you know, the show won't be the same as the... Yes, it will. It's already been confirmed.
Right.
He gave them the ending. And yes, they did say they will stray a little bit and end up in the same place. So there will be some differences in details, sure. But yes, it's going to be the same ending. The ending will spoil the books, absolutely. So that's been confirmed by George R. R. Martin, Dan and Dave, the showrunners. There's no question. So... I'm confident that there, even though they've made some errors, let's say, in past seasons, and there's been some bad things about it, I'm confident they'll do this right and leave it all on the table, because they're not going to look. They're not going to work for HBO anymore. They're going to Star Wars and Disney. They're not going to leave their story unanswered because there's a prequel coming out.
No way.
For some other writer to get the goods.
No way.
There's just there's
that's common sense.
That's just common sense.
It is.
Yeah. There's just they're not going to do it. So if there is a legitimate, which there should be, reason the Night King's back now, he's not just out on revenge. Because a lot of people in the last couple of weeks are talking about this interview with D.B. Weiss, who is, you know, one of the showrunners. And he said he sees the Night King as death. You know, he sees the Night King as death in general, and he wants that. He wants death for us all. And people took that as a literal... I mean, yes, he probably believes that. Like, I mean, you can see him as death, but he can still have a motive.
Well, sure.
So it doesn't mean that that's the answer. Like, they just spoiled the whole damn thing.
Right.
Why would he say that on camera, on an interview, and in, now in writing, and just give you the details of what the Night King wants or doesn't want? That's just dumb. So I feel confident, and yes, I'm it may be wishful thinking, but I think they will wrap it up the right way and give you the answers, give us the answers we need.
Yeah, I think so too.
I just cannot imagine them going, yeah, well, you know what? Let's just make it where he just wants revenge. He gets killed. Other people die, but essentially everybody wins. The good guys, the living. And they'll change some things.
Dude.
But give us no reason.
No fucking way.
There's no way.
It's been written too well up to this point.
Yeah.
You don't just end it that way.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for them to, you know, well, you know what? Let's tell the story of the Night King. Let's let this other director and this other showrunner over here going to be working for HBO for the next 10 years. Let's give them the answer. Let them answer the question.
You can't do that.
No, it's not going to happen. There's too many other cool things for that prequel to be. It doesn't have to be about, you know, the motivation of the Night King. There's a lot of stuff that happened in the last 12,000 years, whatever it's been.
That's right.
There's too much stuff.
Let me ask you this question. So far in the series, I don't know if you've ever stopped to really, really consider this. You probably have. What's been your toughest death to handle?
Ooh, toughest death.
Saddened you the most? Because I feel like this season is going to be, there's going to be some that really hit you hard. Now, I'm not saying you in general, I'm saying everybody.
Yeah, I think for me, it was probably Hodor. I mean, if you take aside the animals,
right?
Because I hate dire wolf death scenes, and I hated Viserion last year.
I did too.
I hated that. So just for this, if you're asking me about characters, I think Hodor, because Hodor was one of the only pure, innocent people in this story who didn't want anything from anybody. He just wanted to be a stable boy. He wanted to love Lyanna Stark at some point, and he got fucked up and caught up in the middle of this weird time warp or loop.
I would say Wynwood was tough watching him drop to his knees and everything.
Yes, that was.
But you just know, think about how ramped up that's going to be this year. I mean, now we know. I mean, we just know because. Based on what you said, you know, about that person who saw the premiere and what they wrote, I just know we're going to lose some people and it's going to really suck bad. I think a little bit of what I'm feeling is that one, okay, who am I getting ready to see on screen for the last time?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen a lot. And these characters have been with you even longer, but not necessarily, because Hodor's been there since season one. And some of these characters may not have been introduced since until season four,
true,
for example.
Yep.
So I don't know which one hits you harder. I guess just which one you identify and like better as far as a character. But it's going to be insane. Maybe at the end of this podcast, we'll do a quick round and who dies, dead or alive.
That sounds cool.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
You know, I haven't really stopped to think about who bothered me the most. I don't know why that question popped in my head to ask you. Just as you were talking about it wrapping up, I started thinking about everybody dying and who do I think will affect me the most this season? Tyrion, if he dies, it would affect me more than Jon or Dany, you know. Kind of already lived through Jon dying one time.
It takes the sting away a bit when you kind of expect him to something, or even Dany. I think I said in the prediction video with Val we did last week on the Jon and Dany stuff, I said Jon, I think he will make it. I think he'll have to bear whatever happens. That's kind of his curse,
right?
Kind of similar to the Night King's curse in a way. I mean, a little different, but you know what I mean. Like, he has to live with the consequences of whatever happens here.
Yep.
And that's everything's been thrust upon him. So I think he lives. Dany, on the other hand, is still 50-50 for me. I don't think you have to kill her, but if you have this balance thing, like we talked about with the symmetry and Dragon Raised by Wolves,
parts one through five.
Thank you. Somebody will get that reference. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to kill her. You'd have to kill the dragons, because it's really the Night King and the dragons, right? It's not really the person.
There you go.
But anyway, so yeah, I mean, but in this process leading up to season eight, I've almost prepared myself for her to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, so people like Tyrion would be.
I know somebody's going to really bother you. I mean, bad.
Oh man, who?
Davos.
Yes, Davos. Because
you keep saying he's got to make it. He's got to make it. So he go home.
He just wants to go home,
dude. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you see him down screen, I know you're gonna hurt.
Absolutely, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, somebody asked me that earlier on Twitch. It was like, you know, out of these three, which was gonna hit you the hardest? I'm like, it was, I think, Bronn, Davos, and
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, definitely Davos, because, I mean, yeah, he's one of the few genuinely good people.
You damn right.
And he's been through all this shit, and his wife's sitting at home, and he's got other kids in the books. I know Matthos died in the show.
Yeah.
But he's got other kids, and it's like, he just let him go home. He just needs to go home and see his wife. He's been following these kings out of duty and shit.
Right.
And trying to do the right thing, and he tried to tell Stannis to do the right thing and all this shit, getting wrapped up with Melisandre.
Sure did.
So yeah, Davos is another, that's a big one. The Hound.
The Hound's going to, that would suck bad.
It's going to suck bad if he goes. Oh, yes. And I mean, again, I've almost talked myself into expecting pretty much everybody to go in some way. So I just think, they did it, you know, instead of like, oh shit, they did it. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it'll work. We'll see. But either way, it's going to be fucking emotional. And I know a lot of people were, you know, cause you shared that meme with me again today. And somebody else did too. They tagged me. Next Sunday, Game of Thrones starts, and that's when everybody that hadn't watched it will tell you they hadn't seen Game of Thrones.
Exactly, like they're bragging, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're bragging because I'm not part of that weird cult.
Yeah, I'm too cool for that.
Yeah, I don't like fairies and dragons.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. I was one of those people at one time.
And it goes into a whole thing like, you know, I think there's some people out there that think the entertainment or TVs, movies, they don't dig it because it's just stupid or it's not important. It is.
I have a guess. I really do, because I got caught up in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for
reality
it.
Reality TV.
Yes, that is true.
It took over.
Yeah, it
right?
did. It
and really... so everything I watched was Gold Rush, you know, American Idol, Pickers, all the shit. I always loved Cops. You know, you get caught up in reality TV and you kind of forget that, man, it's great to delve into fantasy.
Yeah, and just fictional stories.
Fictional, yes. Yeah, stories.
Even though we find out years later that reality TV is not so real.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I totally get what you mean. Yeah, murder mysteries and things like that. And that's all real world, you know, nonfiction stuff we're learning, you know, whatever. So this other stuff doesn't matter. But you know what? It really does.
It expands your mind, man. It really does. It opens up things in your brain that I think need to be open.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit last week about art and stuff. We were talking about art and playing guitar and music and, you know, fine art and all this stuff. It's the same thing. It's all in the same genre. It's all art in some way. And what else do we live for?
That's right.
I mean, what are we here for besides, you know, family and friends and to appreciate, you know, nature and art?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And that's exactly what it is. So
people
it
don't think about it.
No.
But you punch your, you know, time card so that you can get paid so you can enjoy some art somewhere.
Exactly.
You know,
that's exactly what you work
for. You're
trading
your time and your life away to enjoy art
in some fashion.
Yes,
in
some fashion.
Whether it's traveling,
yep,
or whether it's a location, a place, or whether it's a damn subscription to HBO.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you said, travel. Yeah, go see beautiful things and, you know, read amazing stories. Whatever it is, you trade your life away for that. And
exactly.
Sometimes you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life.
Because the reason I brought that up is because there's a lot of people that I know personally that didn't understand what I was doing at first with this. They were like, let me get this straight. You're making videos about a TV show?
Oh,
like,
yes.
It's like, yeah.
Yes.
Do you not understand why? Well, no, I don't get it. I mean, that TV show, it's just a TV show.
Right.
No, it's not. It's and this will go into, I won't give any more away, but this chapter I wrote too, it's there's a community around this. It's important.
It is.
It's not just some wasted, stupid thing. It's bigger than that. And yeah, it's all kind of surrounded by, it all surrounds this one thing, this show, this, yeah. you know, whatever form of entertainment, show or books, whatever. But it's not just about the show.
Dude, it's big enough so that you can make videos about a TV show and have a fucking sidekick.
Right, a sidekick. That's look, huge. Let me just say that too. You've always called yourself that. I've never referred to James as a sidekick. This was his thing.
He about made me blow coke out of my nose.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean, just I just want to clarify that it was just really cool because I was like, hey, man. Why don't you jump on video here and do these Q&As with me? Because you're getting into the show.
Yeah.
And kind of the new guy, right? You know, right. Like I was. Like we were all at one point.
Yeah, and you were like, I was like, I don't know anything. They'll dig it. They'll dig somebody's new perspective, fresh perspective.
Exactly. They'll be living through you in yeah. a way. And kind of like you see these reaction videos. And that was the idea. And so, yeah, it was just to, you know, read these questions and that way I'll just answer them in the dark, you know, just be what it is and go from there. So I've never thought about, hey, I got a sidekick, you know, I'm some goddamn superhero, you know, and you're over there with your little mask on and shit. And I got the cool fucking suit
right.
all the gadgets and you got the spandex tights.
You go outside and get on your motorcycle. I'm in the sidecar.
Right. I have never thought about it like that. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that.
That's funny.
Because the idea is you started that, and then you know you got popular, so you are a big deal in that sense, and you started your own things.
I did,
and you know you got
just
your sports.
Haven't really, you put a lot of time into it, and
yes.
that pisses me off. But you know, trying to you know make a living and get back on my feet. You know what I mean? Get my own place
right.
again.
But
and stuff,
yeah, so I
know.
Mean that. But that was the idea. It's like, all right,
it was,
you know,
yeah.
you got to use that kind of as a launch pad.
It was a great launch pad too, man.
Yeah. So yeah, you're not a sidekick in that sense, but I mean that's cool. If you like the name sidekick, you go with it.
I'm good at being a sidekick.
But this, hey, that's speaking of that. That's one of the reasons we started this podcast because this right here, like we mentioned in the first episode, we were talking about what this is going to be and what our plans are for it and all that stuff. You know, this is like because it's always been the sidekick where James is just on live streams, but you know I'm still doing my regular videos throughout the week and stuff. But this is, you know, James is 50-50 with this. This is, you know, this podcast is, that's why it's a separate playlist and everything. So, yeah, this is, he's not a sidekick here. we're both co-hosts here.
Well, honestly, when I made that point, I actually was just, you know, trying to help solidify the point you were making about people questioning that. And I was just saying, not only is it big enough community for
yes.
you to have a channel talking about a TV show, you can have a sidekick too. It's big enough for that. I mean,
right.
it's crazy. And dude, we've had some fun ass moments behind that camera.
Oh, no doubt.
I swear, I still remember telling you, dude, it's so weird, you know, when you're laughing at a joke or something, you know, and you're looking at a camera. But now it feels so normal.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. The first one
crazy.
Was, at first, it's really, really odd. And I mean, if you think starting a YouTube channel and sitting down in front of your camera in a room by yourself when nobody's home, pretending there's an audience beyond the lens is weird. The first live stream is nerve-wracking.
You damn right.
Because there's no editing there. You know, you're just going on. But you just have to be confident that you've been doing it for a while and you've done all these videos and you got more comfortable speaking to a camera that's going to essentially be in, you know, in front of an audience.
Yeah.
You just got to just step up and do it. It's not easy, though. It's not.
Oh, no.
I mean, I guess for some people it's more natural than others. It comes more natural, like, you know, public speaking.
Sure.
And it was for me in that regard. But, yeah, it's still nerve-wracking. And it still is a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's comfortable, but there's still a little, I don't know what you call it, butterflies or something before you go on live every time.
Because you get the instant response to things, you see that.
Yeah, once you click go live,
yeah.
that's it. You got to go. There's no, oh, hold on, let me go piss or let me go, you
yeah.
know, let me grab something to eat real quick or take a break. There's none of that stuff until, well, you take a break
I'll
later,
you,
but you know what I mean.
And I actually said this one time last season, and I'm sure I'll be saying it again this year. You know, when you look at the number of people watching, and last year I know we broke 8,000 at sometimes. people watching at one time.
Yes.
I mean, dude, it's like a high school football game, a good high school football game.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
That you're in front of.
When you picture,
they're all gathered watching.
Yeah, when you picture it that way, and like you're standing on center field.
Yeah, dude.
Or in the center of the court or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's a stadium of people around you.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
It is. And like you said, there was 100 and some thousand views on that first episode. That's just like that 8,000 rotating in and out, constantly moving.
Exactly.
In and out of the gate, you know. So yeah, it's a trip. People don't realize it. They have no earthly idea, but that's the cool thing about YouTube's analytics too. That lets you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. And it's like we mentioned before, like 5 years ago, maybe just 5 years ago when we wouldn't have this equipment sitting in the living room.
No.
Or in a little room in your house or whatever you stream from, you know, whether you're a gamer or a podcaster or whatever. No, you had to listen to it on a professional radio station.
Yes.
I mean, not that long ago. That's, you know,
exactly
in the scheme
right.
of things.
You're right, dude.
And now we can sit here and just, you know, have this incredible equipment like it was state of the art, and it's, you know, shit that you would have went to a radio station and, you know, oh my God, there's a real microphone as opposed to some little toy thing. And now we can just sit here in the living room and chat like this, and it's normal.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. And I'm glad to be at the age, you know what I mean, to like we talked about, I'm not going to go into it again, but to have seen the evolution to this point, because it helps us, it lets us and people our age appreciate it.
Yes.
Know, how far we've come.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But anyway, yeah, it was just, we were talking about Game of Thrones and I don't know. I've just felt odd all week about it, and I should be more excited, I guess. But I think I'm excited, but at the same time, it's just a weird. I don't know. It's almost like a calm before the storm.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Because I decided this week to not do any extra videos. Like I could have been doing a video a day about some bullshit, like, you know, who's gonna die, or some other theory that we've talked about a million times. We've had the same material to work with for 2 years.
Yes, we have.
I mean, all the way back from season one, obviously, but, you know, almost 2 years now of the same kind of questions and Q&As and all that kind of stuff, the same topics, the same theories rehashed in different ways, or maybe new spins on it. Well, you know, whatever, that's fine. But this Sunday, we'll have new actual material. And even though we won't see everything until the whole season's over, episode one will imply things about episode
That's
two
right.
and three and four and five and six. So it'll be a whole new thing. And then, which is exciting because we have something new, fresh meat, you know what I mean? But then it's over. And that's the other, I keep going back to that, but I can't get over it.
I can only imagine when you hear the theme music, coming on for that first episode.
Oh man. Yeah. I never thought I would say that, but you know, when you go to Star Wars, you know, from growing up as a kid, and then you go back and when the prequels came out, or when this next, you know, this new set of movies, we're fixing to have episode 9 this year, and you hear the fanfare, and you see, well, first of all, you see a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, yeah, that does.
There's just
it.
No feeling right. like that ever.
Or a new Marvel movie, and the stuff's flipping.
Yes,
the comics.
The comics are mm-hmm. flipping and forms the logo.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I'll take you back farther.
Ooh.
How about when you were a kid and you were at home on a Friday night on Cinemax? It's Friday after dark.
Oh, after dark.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
The excitement.
Right. Yes, that
you
is true.
You knew there were going to be nipples.
Well, you maybe you could find some of the static.
That's right, in the static. That's right.
Yes, exactly. You would be hitting the box and beating on it and whatever, but yeah. I don't know, but yeah, nothing compares to those type of moments. And yeah, I think it's almost like seasons 1 through 7, you kind of took it for granted. I mean, not that you didn't get into it and get pumped up when you saw, because every year people are so excited about Game of Thrones returning. But this year, it's like the last episode 1 and the last episode 2.
It's crazy to think about.
And
it.
Then
it really
it's really going to be probably fucking emotional episode 6 comes on, Because, you know, that's the last intro you'll ever see. Wow. You know what I mean? So
you just broke my heart all over.
I know. Man. I'm sorry, but I keep going back to it. I don't know. It's just
that
it's
is
just,
very true.
It's just a really odd feeling this week, and I just decided not to do any videos. And because let's just get to it. It's just time to get to it. You know what I mean? As much as I don't want it to end, it's time. It's time.
How many people did you say they were estimating we're going to watch?
1 billion in 147 countries, I believe.
That's hard to fathom, dude.
1 billion people are expected to tune in to episode 1 of season 8. I don't know there's ever been a number like that for something that's so, you know, some stupid TV show.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
TV show.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of eyeballs. For those too cool for school people who say, well, I don't watch it.
Yeah, they're all like the maesters. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. They're just sitting over there on the side, just, you know, rolling their eyes, and they're really...
We've heard about it. We don't believe in it.
They're really fucking watching it. Yeah. They're watching it. They're watching it later, like, you know, about Wednesday rolls around, they're like, okay, let me watch Nobody's Home. Yeah. You know, let me pull up HBO Go real quick.
It's going to be the water cooler talk. Yeah,
exactly,
Monday.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel odd about it. It's just everything at the same time. It's being excited about new material. It's time to see it. I want to see the ending, but I don't want it to end.
You're putting something to rest, man. It's almost like
you are
a loved one, you know, on hospice or something, you know? You yeah, know it's, you know they're going, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. I guess that's a way to look at it, sure. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I guess the other part of it is the reality of, you know, the mixed emotions on what's, you know, for the channel itself, you know, for me anyway, what's after this. And there'll be plenty of good, cool stuff to talk about, but it's just, it don't feel right.
No,
it don't feel right that there's not...
You start thinking of other talents you have, you know, oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
know?
Should I get on here and start singing or something?
I could put both ankles behind my head, but what good is that?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I showed you the other day, I can't even touch my fucking toes. Never been able to, even when I was young. That pisses me off too. It's a whole other podcast right there.
Yeah, exactly. James's flexibility coming up in episode 6 of the Smokescreen podcast. Yeah, anyway, I don't know.
But no, you have to really think, you know, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? I know there's other stuff in me. You have these other creative outlets. It will free up some time for you. It will.
Yeah,
you
no doubt.
That's going to be a positive. But will those, you know, produce fruit?
That's right. That's the scary part. That's definitely the scary part when you get into this type of thing and you want to do it full time. Is you feel like, because that's always been, like you said, the pressure earlier. That's always been the pressure. You try to take a week off and go on a vacation or just get out of town. Like, you know, people on this channel know, they watch the vlog channel, know that I go to Cherokee once a year, right? We go up there for 3 or 4 or 5 days and we go fishing and I'm out, you know, hiking in the rivers and in the mountains and I love it. But the whole time you're really, really in the back of your head, you're like, I'm not putting a video out.
Yeah.
I don't have a video coming out. I mean, now you can schedule things in advance and that kind of helps.
Yeah.
But if you feel like doing this kind of thing, that if you don't have a video out, that you're going to, everybody's going to leave or something.
Right.
And of course they don't, but it does affect it. It does affect everything.
It does.
Now YouTube says it doesn't, but it clearly does, you know, at least for me. I mean, I can't speak for everybody. All their analytics are different and all that kind of stuff, but you always have that feeling and that's the pressure. So one thing I do look forward to is not being tied to something so bad, because it's like I've always, I go to my daughter's softball game and it's during Game of Thrones season.
Yeah.
And I want to sit there and enjoy her game and root for her and all this stuff and just be there in the moment. And you try to be, but there's somewhere in the back of your head.
That's right.
I need to be editing. Yeah. And it's just such a constant thing. And that's why I've been saying lately, you know, I'm trying to look after myself more. I'm trying to make better decisions, drink more water, eat better, all this kind of stuff. Get out of the house, exercise more often, all that kind of stuff. Because that's something you don't think about when you start this type of thing. You don't realize how much work it actually is and how much time you put into it, especially as a newbie.
Yeah.
When you're learning how to edit, you've never touched it before. You're learning what a microphone, how it works, and how a camera works, and you know all of those things that go into it, the technical side.
That's right.
So it's definitely not easy, as some would think. I mean, maybe it is for some people. I don't know. But I doubt it.
Right.
They think, I mean, not if you're not if you're serious about it.
But then putting it all together.
Yes, yes. Not if you're serious about it. I mean, if you want to, because that's just the reality of the game. It's just the reality. And again, I'm not bitching about it. You just have to accept that's what it is. If you want to do something like this full time, you have to put in the time. And you're not talking about for weeks. You're talking about for years.
That's right.
And then you can make, you know, that's why the 100K goal is obviously it's a really big goal for anybody that wants to do YouTube full time. And yeah, you get a nice pretty plaque. And yeah, it is a big, a big deal. But it's also because in the YouTube algorithm and in their view, you're not anything until you get to 100K. And then you get that contact. And then you feel like, you know what, I can take a week off and not put a video out, and everybody's just not going to disappear or something.
Yeah.
Or my views are not going to dive so low that I can't eat next month.
Because YouTube's actually working for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the difference. That's why that's a big deal. And not just, like I said, it is a personal goal, always has been. There's no doubt about it. I do want to see that plaque behind me on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the other side of it. It's like you matter to them then all of a sudden.
Because right.
You can see it clearly when somebody hits 100K, then they all of a sudden start really snowballing. So there's definitely some trigger there. There's
right.
Definitely no doubt about it. I've seen that very recently with people that I know.
It makes perfect sense, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see. I mean, I still have my doubts, but we'll see. People were hoping. We're hoping this year with the live streams.
Things going to happen.
But that's what I was questioning, though. I was thinking, like, okay, well, if it's not coming back on in season 9, even though we have a prequel coming, will people still subscribe? I guess, because they are now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you subscribe? Because it's not like, you know, Monday morning after episode 6, everybody just goes, well, it's all over. I'm going to go unsubscribe to all the Game of Thrones channels I sub to.
I don't think so.
I don't think it works like that.
No.
Because you got a lot of stuff to come after. So, yeah, I guess so. I'm just being pessimistic as usual, I guess. I mean, that's just I always try to be a realist.
Why is this glass half empty?
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, so those are the things.
I think you'll hit it. I really do. I thought you would hit it. I thought you would have hit it by now, but seeing the growth that's happened recently with you starting to pick up again, I can see it. I really can.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And we're only 5 days away now, and the average has definitely come up in the last couple months. There's something's triggered back in the algorithm, so to speak. Not really like I wanted to be, but, I mean, it is what it is. So we'll see what happens when we hit the next couple of days, and especially Sunday. We'll see if that daily average goes up. We'll see. I don't know. I'm still skeptical. We'll see. This is the last hoorah. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if we don't in 6 weeks, it's literally we have 6 weeks. I feel like if we don't, we never will. That's the feeling I have.
Right.
It's not based in any reality. It's just
one thing.
It's just a feeling.
One thing that you can hang your head on, hat on, sorry. Don't hang your head.
Yeah.
Hang your hat on is whether you hit it or not, in August you're gonna have your very own fucking convention. That's gonna be a big deal.
Yeah, that's
and there's
cool.
There's some people with 100K subs that couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they could. I'm sure they could. But yeah, that's very cool. This is gonna be a very cool little thing to have and this is what we're talking about, going back to what we were talking about, how it's not just about the show.
Right.
It's about what's around it and the community and the connection to other people.
Exactly, man.
And that's really cool. This started as a little kind of a joke in our chat when we were talking about, because we always call the Night King a proto Stark.
Yeah.
Maybe he ends up being a real Stark. Stark. We'll see. I had a little video on that last week, actually, the week before last. But yeah, Protostark was always the hashtag drinking game, still is.
Yeah.
But that's somebody said hashtag ProtoCon when we mentioned, somebody mentioned like we should do your own get together. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And we kind of wrote it off as
right.
Just a
well, we said something about we should have people over, have a get together or something, and then somebody put ProtoCon and
yes,
it stuck.
And it stuck. And that's what it is. So that's what's happening in August. So yeah, if anybody's interested in that, that's what's going on in August of this year. So we will. We're having a weekend of hanging out, talking Game of Thrones and other things, and we'll probably do a live stream from there, maybe. But we're definitely going. Either way, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're having panels. Yes. We'll have some moderators talking. We'll have some guests coming up, and we're going to have a cookout. Everybody gets to meet Riddick if they want to. He's going to go crazy around a lot of people. It's going to be insane. But we got to keep him in a park environment. He can't. Unfortunately, he can't come to the hotel, I don't think. But maybe we'll sneak him in.
Yeah.
Hard to sneak him in.
Riddle.
He's the studio dog. He's over here looking at us now. He's kind of waking up a little bit. But he's ready to eat his PB.
Ooh, sweet daddy.
Shit, I think he's out. He knows we're talking about him right now. He's see his tail wagging.
That's another reason I can't wait till we get cameras on this podcast.
Oh, yes. And speaking of that, we have some – we're moving forward. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, but everything is looking good. Everything's looking good, but it's going to be, from my understanding, at least 4 months.
For the space we were talking about in episode one.
Yes. So I don't know, in the meantime, if we just continue like this, whatever, because we just don't have the space. But we will have a space, and approximately, it could be 4 to 6 months. That's what I'm hearing. Because the place we're trying to get to has to be built.
Right.
And before they build it, they have to cut a road and bulldoze things.
So, yes.
Anyway, that is good news, though. That is all happening in kind of the background. So it gives us time, though. It gives us time to get through season 8 and get through all this and get all that done, and then eventually we'll have a permanent kind of studio. I'm already kind of pictured in my head I look through some of these plans and stuff I'm looking through. So anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up. But do you want to do a quick fire?
Sure.
I don't know. I'll just call out names, dead or alive, after
it's all over.
After it's all over.
All right.
I mean, let's throw out the Beric possibility of a resurrection. Just at the end of the are they standing when it goes off?
Gotcha.
As the credits roll, are they alive? Jon Snow.
Yes.
Yes, alive.
He's alive, yeah.
Okay. Danny.
Alive. Crazy, ain't it?
I think they both can live, actually. Bran Stark.
He's dead.
Sansa.
Alive.
Arya.
Dead.
A pause there.
I hate to say
really?
That.
Really? Okay.
That hurt
all
to
right.
say that.
The Hound.
I'll just say the reason I say Arya is because she's going to be willing to mix it up more than Sansa.
Yes, that is true.
The Hound?
The Hound, yeah.
Dead.
Oh,
I like to say that.
Beric Dondarrion.
Dead.
Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to do. There's no reason for him to be in the show. Seriously, he's got to do the kiss of life.
Yes, that's it. And then he's done.
Podrick Payne.
Dead.
Tyrion Lannister.
Alive.
Jaime Lannister.
Dead.
Cersei.
Dead.
I said Cersei like they're supposed to say it, apparently.
I'm saying these quick, but they all hurt.
Yes. Grey Worm.
He's probably already dead.
Yeah, he's. I said that earlier too on the Twitch stream. He's the first to go,
and I'm gonna hate that.
I know, me too.
But
yeah, completely,
yeah, he's a goner.
Yeah, he just
he's like a pawn on a chessboard.
So of course, playing off Grey Worm, Missandei.
Missandei's gonna die.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay. So no heartbreak where she has to live without him.
Oh yeah, no, she's not gonna die at the same time.
Oh
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll
yeah.
die later
okay.
after episode 6 is over. She will be dead.
Okay. Varys.
I don't know why I think he's going to live.
Yeah, because they gave us the whole thing last year
about
Melisandre.
Him,
you got to
exactly.
die in this country.
It's almost like
but
they're trying to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see. I don't see why he has to die or why he has to live. The only reason I'd say he has to die is because of what she said.
Right. Exactly. And she's been
wrong a lot.
He's
a slick dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he that slick, though? I don't know. There's a lot of dead things coming in the night.
Well, that's... Damn it. See? Yeah, now you got me all questioning myself. I see him backing into, like, some hallway, passageway, and then turning around, and there's fucking 10 whites.
Exactly. I don't know either.
Damn. That sucks.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
So we got a coin flip for Varys.
I'm kind of leaning now towards him dying.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, maybe she got this one right. I don't know. All right. Speaking of Varys, Melisandre being the one who said that.
She is gone.
She's gone. Yeah, I agree. She's got to go. By fire, by the way.
Yep.
The Mountain, I think we agree on this.
Yeah, he's going to die.
He's gone.
By fire. As far as Mel goes, I still believe you're right, though, about her going out in a blaze of glory, doing something really crucial.
Yes, I agree. She's got to. She hinted at it at Blackwater Bay.
Yeah.
So
she really did.
What was she going to do there if Stannis let
her go? That's right.
We got to see that. We got to see it.
She's still got that ace up her sleeve.
Yes. Let's see. Who else do we have? Theon.
Theon's going to live.
Theon's going to live? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Yara.
Dead.
Really? Okay, so I got those... The other way.
Okay.
I think I got this the other way.
I could see it either way. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would love Theon to live with and get to kind of reap his whole redemption arc and see his sister rule and all this stuff, but I think Theon has to go and Yara lives. I don't know. Well, it could be. I can see it both ways.
I don't know. Yeah, I can too. Yeah.
Let's see. Who do we have left? We don't have many people left. Let's say, Harry Strickland. I don't know. He's the Golden Company leader. I guess it doesn't matter. He's not a real big character.
Right.
As far as one of our mains. So I guess it really doesn't matter. But we'll throw him in there. What the hell? Harry Strickland. He switches over. He joins the side of the living. Labradid.
He's gonna do good, but he's going to die. Going to do some good is what I mean.
Yeah, I think he'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Davos. We mentioned him earlier.
Live.
We got it. We just got to say
live,
it.
Yep.
We got to say it like it's, we can somehow affect the show.
Right.
We can affect what's already been filmed. Gendry.
I feel like he's going to live.
I mixed.
He is one of the people that could die.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. But, because I still have hopes that there's a Storm's End waiting for him.
That's the only reason I feel that.
Maybe an Arya thing. I don't know.
Uh huh.
So I have high hopes for that, but I'm not surprised either way with that one.
No, me either.
Who's left? Who have I not said yet?
Let's see.
Tycho. I guess we could throw Tycho in there. He's the Iron Bank guy.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters, but I think he's in a – I'm sure he's – I know he's in Season 8. I just don't know how much. I mean, he could just disappear to Essos and we never even hear about him again, so.
Well, I know that you think that Brianna's going to live because you say she's going to write in the book.
Yeah, that was my next one, actually.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sam will.
Yeah, Sam alive.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got it.
Me too.
I do buy into the idea that he will write A Song of Ice and Fire.
I do too.
I think that happens.
But you've always said, as long as it really happened and then he documents it.
I mean, it's got to be in an epilogue part. It can't be during the main thing where he's, exactly.
Gilly?
I'm mixed on Gilly, and I think she lives. But I could see also her dying and Sam living without her and having little Sam.
Me too.
Gilly's another coin flip for me. Is that it? Is that all our characters that we have left in this show besides the red shirts?
Tormund.
Tormund's got to live. I said this earlier. Somebody asked me earlier, and we've been saying that the reason Tormund has to live is because there's only a couple other wildlings that have names.
You're right.
And he's got to be the representative for the wildlings.
Agreed.
And we got to find out at the end of this thing they're part of the Seven Kingdoms now.
Agreed.
So he's got to be their representative.
And you know what? Remember my logic on Arya? She's willing to mix it up?
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the ones that's willing to mix it up that lives. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got to survive. Because, I mean, he don't have to, because it would definitely be heartbreaking if he goes.
Yeah.
And he's been very close.
Very close.
So they could certainly do it and have just some other wilding. And, you could tell it's a wildling, you know, even if you don't know his name. But I think it makes sense for him to be kind of the main guy to represent, you know, what they do as a culture after this whole thing.
I got one for you. The Night King.
Shit. If he lives, they fuck this show up. I'm sorry. If he just goes back and, you know, there's some kind of, you know, walls rebuilt and there's some stupid agreement again.
Yeah.
They this whole story was for nothing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's he's got to go. He's gone.
I said Cersei dying earlier. I hate that. In my mind, I'm hating that she can't live to see, you know, good triumph.
Yeah.
And nobody left that she can manipulate.
I don't know. But, I mean, there's some theories out there that she doesn't die. I mean, at least in the show, as far as, because there's no Valonqar thing.
Yeah.
And that she goes to a cell and sees all this happen. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I mean, I think she's got to go. I'm fairly sure she's got to go because I don't think she'll ever change. I mean, she's definitely not, there's no redemption. You know, there's not going to be it. She's completely Mad Queen, so she'll be gone. Yeah. I'm 99.9% sure, but you know, there is a slight chance.
I don't want Jaime to die.
Yeah,
I called him dead really fast, but
yeah.
I don't want him to die at all.
Yeah, I just think Jaime and Cersei have to go at the same time or
yeah,
close to it.
Yep.
So anyway, I think that's pretty much it. Did it we get is. Everybody? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a checklist or anything.
No.
Somebody's going to mention, yeah, you forgot some main character, but yeah, I'm sure we have forgot. Did we forget some? I don't think we did, though. I think we got pretty much everybody. I mean, I didn't throw in like the Northern Lords and stuff, like Royce
right,
and those guys.
Yeah.
Sweet Robin, that's another one we could mention.
Yeah.
But those are all kind of red shirts to me, B characters, C characters even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Royce is going to die, the Northern Lords probably, the, you know, Umbers and Karstarks.
They're
and,
done.
Yeah, they're gone. I can't imagine. You got to have a lot of death this season. It's going to be horrible.
It really is.
It's going to be horrible, but the great thing is it's all a story that we can all go revisit anytime and, you know,
and
reflect on. Because this is one of those shows that you will always watch reruns.
Yeah.
Always.
Here's the thing that
sucks. And we got two books. You know, we've got two big books coming, hopefully. And there's going to be a lot of difference in there, even though it's going to end up in the same place.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of difference and a lot of details are in there. So they will be spoiled, but it will be still exciting to see new books.
Here's one thing that really does suck, though. Right now, at this very moment, we could go watch an episode from season 2 and go make a video and say, here's something we missed in season 2.
Yes.
That could have something to do with the end game. But once this is all played out, those videos are done. You know, you can't go back, you know, because it's all written. It's all out there.
That's right. You can go back and do a video saying, here's what we missed that pointed to the end game.
Sure, you could. You could do it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, this was definitely a hint or foreshadowing for
okay.
how this ended.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anything currently out there where it's like, yeah, you're done.
Right.
There's no more predictions after this. The only predictions remaining related to this is what the sequel is really about.
Yeah.
I mean, the prequel,
the
not
prequel,
the sequel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because it's the same, obviously. It's, you know, it says 5,000 years earlier. It's supposed to be 8,000. That's part of it. We don't really know the timeline. But again, I mentioned this in that video, why the Night King has to be a Stark, and threw out some, you know, some alternate possibilities about Brandon of the Bloody Blade and Bran the Builder and how all that may fit. There still has to be an order to things, an order, cause and effect. So anyway, go check that video out if you want to know what I'm talking about. You just can't have a wall built before there was a threat to build a wall.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. So anyway.
I will say this as far as, because you know, we're not going to do many podcasts on Game of Thrones, I don't think. But while we are, I will say this. With the way that we take in movies now with streaming and everything, this will be a box set that I buy when it's all.
Oh
said
yeah,
and
the
done.
Full-fledged 8 seasons.
All 8 seasons.
Yeah, and that's what actually I agree. I've got a couple of the individual seasons, but I never bought them myself. Those were prizes for winning the con thing.
Yep.
The trivia thing or whatever. So that will be something I've. Forget the
right.
whole eight,
all eight,
all eight
one.
Seasons.
Yep.
Where all the extras and hopefully they include many deleted scenes.
Yeah.
And I want to see the pilot.
I do too.
I want to see the unaired pilot that they say is so horrible.
I want to see it too, yeah.
We saw parts of it already.
And it would be safe to put it out at that point.
Yeah, at that I would point, love to why see not? That. I mean, this is what we started. Look what it became.
Here's everything, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Put it all out there. So that will definitely be something. The other thing, really quick, before we get out of here, at the same time as Episode 3 is going on, Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
This is going to be a crazy year for entertainment, movies, and TV, and shit ending. I think they'll make more Avengers movies. I really do. I mean, Galactus.
Right, they might. Next. They might let take a break, but yeah, they got to come back.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we're going to see some. You know, a couple. We're going to lose a few.
Yep.
No doubt. But that's coming out too. Big thing there. That's going to break every record, I think, in the world for movies.
And I just told Landon that today. It's going to be the number one box office hit of all time.
No doubt. I have no doubt that it will destroy, shatter everything as far as movies go. So that's another thing ending, essentially. Well, at least this era.
Exactly.
But there's always a possibility of another Avengers movie. So this won't be the last we see. It's not quite the same.
No.
It's not the last we see of most of these guys, I think. Obviously, there's other solo movies, and they got to team up again for something bigger.
Yeah.
And like I said, to get bigger than Thanos, you have to go with, you know.
Yeah, Galactus.
Galactus. You just, I think that's where they got to go with something bigger. I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
That's crazy to think about, too.
Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up here. We ended up doing a Game of Thrones podcast.
But
it was awesome. We got to. You know, this is it. This is the last week before we have new material and the final season. As we finish this recording, 4 days.
Yeah.
four sleeps, as they say.
And who knows? It might be so amped that next week is about Game of Thrones also. You never know.
Well, that's true.
We'll be as a mug.
Yeah, because we're going to be – yeah, because that'll be Tuesday. I got the Twitch thing, and then we record on Tuesday night, so we still may be talking about it. Who knows?
Awesome.
We'll see. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. And just a reminder for everybody who listens to this on YouTube – we do have this available on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify as well. So if you listen on any of those platforms, do us a favor and, you know, give us a follow and a little rating or whatever platform on. It'll certainly help us out and get it out there
to
more people. So
and drop some comments in the comment section. I enjoy reading them. It keeps me, you know, wanting to do this because it seems like a lot of people like this podcast, and I'm so amped.
Yeah, it's been really, really cool. Positive feedback so far. You know, something different. It's talking about other things, so I really enjoy it. So anyway, as usual, we'll just let it fade to nothing, fade to black, as it were. As we just Riddick's ready for this to end.
Yes, he is.
He's like, can you put this shit up so I can play?
It's the story of his life.
Yeah, I know. It was so. I got to spend some time with him when all this shit's done. We got to go outside when it stops fucking raining around here.
He's your dire wolf.
He is.